Praise his name. Stand together, if you will. Just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord, we deem it a grand privilege. Lord, of many places that we could be tonight, Father, the many entertainments and the Lord, just the places of even relaxation, Lord. Father, we could go, but Lord, there's a calling in our hearts to draw closer to you. A cry in our heart, Father, to reach out and to, Lord, grab a hold of revelation. Lord, we pray, Lord, that tonight, each and every one that's here, Lord, may you just impart our portion of revelation that you have set aside for us tonight. Lord, whatever we have need of, you know our hearts. So we just look to you. Lord, truly you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, and we rely on that. Trusting, Lord Jesus. Bless us now, each and every one. May you get the glory and honor in everything that's said and done. So we ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Are you happy to be out tonight? Hallelujah. Turn with me, if you would, in our big books there. Page 600. I like to sing out, Jesus, sign my pardon. Do you know that for a fact? Hallelujah. Jesus, sign my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I don't have to go. All my life I'll give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary. Oh, I was in sin's prison, oh, so dark and cold. Like a lost sheep wandering from God's eternal fold. But the door sprang open, and he spoke to me, I have signed your pardon, now you can go free. Oh, Jesus, sign my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I don't have to go. Oh, my life I give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary. Oh, when my Savior led me from that awful place, I could hear the angels, they sang amazing. Now I know I'm pardoned from all sin and shame, amen. I will join them singing, oh, glory to his name. Oh, Jesus, sign my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I don't have to go. All my life I give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary. Oh, life is now worth living since I've been set free. I'm glad he was willing to save a wretch like me. Now I have a mansion, not a prison wall. Jesus signed my pardon, yes, he
has paid it all. Oh, Jesus, I'm oh God, thank you, Lord. This I surely know. He took my place on Calvary. Now I don't have to go. All my life I give to him. He gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary.
Amen. Thankful, Lord. He signed my pardon. Hallelujah. Page 169. Very, very, very familiar song. Wonderful. He's truly wonderful, saints. Hallelujah.
Oh, my heart sings today, sings for joy and gladness. Jesus saves, satisfies, banishes my sadness. Guilt is gone, peace is mine. Peace like to a river. Jesus is wonderful and mighty. Amen. Oh, you wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, oh, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Oh, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Oh, once a slave, now I'm free, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation. Now the sins of the past have been all forgiven, and my name's inscribed upon the book. Oh, hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, oh, Prince of Peace, oh, mighty God is he. Oh, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Oh, living here with my Lord in a holy union, day by day, oh, what change grace hath wrought in my lowly station since my soul's received that full and free salvation. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, oh, mighty God is he. Oh, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Oh, hallelujah. Sing it again. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. Oh, the Counselor, Prince of Peace. Oh, mighty God is he. Oh, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise his name.
Amen. Oh, saints, he is truly wonderful. Amen. I'm so glad that he brought me out. Amen. Brought me out of sin and shame. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Amen. A little chorus. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, truly, saints, you should be so thankful he's done what he has.
I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. Oh, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting, amen. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Oh,
Has he really set you free? Amen. He set you free. Truly, you are free indeed. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Amen. Praise his name. That's the blessing, if you will. Yes, Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Amen. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. I may have something on your heart, a request, a need. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Philip, would you take the request?
Gracious Lord, we're just so thankful to be here again tonight, Lord. And really, Lord, we do appreciate, Lord, your love and mercy and grace unto us, O God. And where you've brought us from, Lord, and what you've done in our lives for us, Lord. And thy God, how you set us free, Lord. And
yes.
Thy God, from sin and death, Lord. And appreciate all that you do for us.
Thank you,
life, Lord. And we pray tonight, Father, we come before you tonight. We like to humbly before you, Lord. We behalf of our request, Lord, our desire we have in our heart tonight, Lord. My God, see fit, Lord, that you would grant unto us tonight, Lord, and that we not fail, Lord, to give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it, Lord. Whether it be a touch of your hand for healing in our bodies, Lord, or my God, whether it be a touch, my God, of your hand, Lord, to lift us up, Lord, over some of the, my God, weakness, spiritual weakness that we have, Lord, and give us victory over that devil, Lord.
Yes.
My God, whatever it is we have need of, you set us free from, Lord. May we not fail to give you the praise for it, Lord. And we pray tonight, Lord, for thy word as it comes forth, and get into it our hearts, Lord, and receive your word tonight, Lord. And my God, may it just bring forth fruit, Lord. My God, in our lives, Lord, and give you glory, Lord, and honor and praise. And may your children join the messenger tonight, Lord. And my God, just make it easy for you, Lord. And just have your way, Lord, in the remainder of the service. And whatever your mind consists of, Lord, that you get the glory. We ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Would you have a song tonight, Ken? That's good. You come.
It's a pagan, idolatrous world we're living in. Everywhere you look around, it's nothing but iniquity and sin. People are taking away, rejecting the word. Once again they crucify, but this word's become so precious in my life. Precious Jesus,
precious Lord,
how precious is your word. On this earth, it's a race, it's the sweetest thing ever heard. Precious Jesus, how precious is your. The Lord has been so gracious to you and me. He's had such love and mercy, his word has set us free. I want to raise my hands, praise his holy name. Let this word be glorified. I want him to know his word is precious in my eyes. Precious Jesus,
precious Lord,
how precious is your.
Only believes, ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Father, once more we've been given a precious opportunity to come and together around your precious word.
Yes,
and Lord, each one of us has come humbly tonight asking for revelation and asking you to speak to us. For Lord, you had said by the renewing of our minds we'd be transformed. And Lord, that's why we've come tonight, to have this precious word renewed to our minds. And Lord, that maybe that we would pay more attention, maybe climb one rung higher, Lord, whatever you would see in our midst to be done. And Lord, as I preach this and Lord, bring it out, Lord, help it to be more applied in my life, Lord. That as a body of believers, Lord, each and every one of us would be standing exactly, Lord, where you want us to be. And Lord, we ask your blessings upon your word, Lord. Just anoint it into our hearts, Lord. Send your anointing upon it, we pray, that it would do the work that's needed in our hearts and in our lives, and we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it. In the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus, I Love Him. Amen. Still standing, if you'd like to turn your Bibles to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, read some very familiar scriptures. Amen. A little thought that's on my heart, the Lord, he kind of laid it on my heart last week, and then after our pastor's messages Thursday night and Sunday, it just seemed to keep growing, and I thought we would just rehearse these things that we've heard, and our precious pastor mentioned a lot of this in the last probably 10 services he's ministered, and I thought we would just pull it out and maybe focus our attention a little bit to some of these things and to think about it tonight. But here in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and let's begin there at the 5th verse. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, and prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And by faith Abraham, when he was called to go into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. May the Lord bless Remy's word, and you may be seated. It was just the little word obeyed, and it's been, our pastor has mentioned it a lot in the messages he's brought, and we want to read some of the things the prophet said, but just to think about all the word that we've been left, and when you read those verses of scripture, and you think Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, because if before his translation, he had that testimony that he pleased God. Noah, he being warned of God of things not yet to come, he moved with fear and saved his house. And then Abraham, when he was called to go into a land, he obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. And I want you to look at that. Obedience in everything. And over the last couple services, I've read the scripture many times about take the more earnest heed to the things which we've heard, and how that's, I believe, with what the Holy Spirit is trying to do here and trying to show us. And even the messages that came, the little things like Sunday, as our brother brought that out, how we ought to pay the more earnest heed to the small details. And I want to read something, I will get to it, that our pastor read Sunday, and I just want to bring it back to your remembrance. But saints, we're here to live by every word. And we've heard that, many of us, all of our life. And sometimes it was a phrase. And sometimes that's all it meant to people. You know, really keeping the true word and obeying what the word said really never entered into the heart of some people. It was just a form and a fashion. But I believe all the examples that God left us on printed page, every one of them is a true example of what obedience done. Even our Lord Jesus, as we just sang, I love him. When you think of the obedience that he had when he was here, he could have called for 10,000 legions of angels, but he didn't. He went to that cross for you and I and bore our sin and shame, paid a price for us. And now it's our turn to fulfill the part that's been left for us. And how that this word, as they sang the song, how precious it should be, the word to us. Not just the mysteries, but every word. Every word we've been left to fulfill in this day that's to be a part of our lives and to be manifested out through us. I'd like to read here, this is in the Message Investments, preached in January 26, 1963. Brother Branham speaking here concerning... First off, he's going to speak about Noah. And he says, now watch, Noah was called by the word of God, and he took out an investment in God's word of promise, and he purposed to, no matter how bad it looked, how much the rest of the world didn't believe it, Noah made that investment, and he invested in God. Though it was contrary to science, he could stay there a long time. And Lord willing, I want to preach on the countdown Sunday afternoon. And he says, but notice, it contrary to their religious belief, it was contrary in the scientific research of that day, that there was no rain in the skies and it never rained. So therefore he had to take a stand and make an investment, and he did so in the promise of God. And Satan tried him in every way he could, yet he held on to his investment, and it paid off at the end time by saving his life. And I want you to think, let me go on down here. He says, now businessmen, what a better investment could you make than that? At the end time where we are, and even science itself now has come around and is with us, tell us that it's right. The midnight hour is fixing to strike. Well, what good is our big things going to do? What good is our great denomination, a million more, so forth like this, build them like that, when eternal life is waiting out yonder? When we have the opportunity, we're invited to receive this Christ, that God could take you and position you in his word in such a place till when you speak, the things that it's foresaw and foretold and so forth could work right through you every time, exactly right. It never fails, and it can't fail. And you can say, oh, I've seen that tried. Yes, I know. And you see it fail where there's impersonations. But when you see something genuine, it cannot fail because it's God. And God sets these things for an example that others might see. And you say, how does it come? By all-night fasting? That's good. All-night prayer meeting? That's still good. But obedience to the word is where it comes. Obeying the word, see, and it paid off by saving his life. And how is, as you, some of us have grew up in this message, and as we've come up through, and maybe not even grown up in it, but been in it, but how the word of God may have stated one thing back through our lives, and we've seen someone else come along and say, that word doesn't, not that important. You don't have to do that. And as our brother just used Sunday, this running over the laws of the land or this, but just take it into every word. And let it truly begin to become that big. When you think of Enoch, the testimony that he had under the law, all the laws that God had left for them to keep, he had a testimony that he knew he had kept every one of them. That's the only way he knew he was pleasing to God. He knew he had done and was walking correctly before God. And each one of us, if we want to see the things that God has set for us in this day, we want to see God move in our midst. We want to see these things. We have got to become a people that has that same testimony, that we know where we stand before God, that we're not just walking blindly through, avoiding this word and forgetting about that word, but our focus has come down to every word that God has spoke, and it's become that big to us. And not just to know it's there, but obedient to it and making sure that we're obeying every word. Because as we read these things, you're going to see that, and I want you to pay attention to that. As he said, does it come by all-night fasting? That's good. All-night prayer meeting? That's still good. But obedience to the word is where it comes, obeying the word, and how we ought to begin to see that more and more in our lives as we're focusing in on every word. And I believe that's what the Holy Spirit is trying to show us before the things that we know the Holy Spirit can do through this and each and every temple that's here. This is the age of the full word. Not an age of partial word, but we're going to have to come back till we know that every word is being manifested and vindicated throughout our lives before we're going to see God move on the scene and do the things through a people's lives that he said he could do in this last hour. But it's going to take full obedience to every word, not forgetting about this one and forgetting about that one, but focusing in to every word that God has for us Every word. Amen. Our pastor can get up here and he can only bring so many back at a time. But how, as individuals, we should diligently look into that and seek out that word that God has left for us, and to make sure, Lord, am I short here? Am I getting short over there? Lord, if I overlooked something, what am I lacking? Lord, show me. And if our desires was be more focused on that, it's not about just rituals and forms and fashions of being a message-following church, but it's about obeying the word and the word having full preeminence and priority in our life, and it truly bringing it back, and it shows forth on the outside. This is in the message, Patriarch Abraham. He's going to speak about Abraham here a little bit. Preached February 7th, 1964. And he read the scripture in Genesis 22:15. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sands which are upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. What a promise. Because of obedience. And obedience is what God wants. And it was once said, obedience is better than sacrifice. To obey the Lord is better than any sacrifice that you could do. Now Abraham was just an ordinary man. He wasn't something special. God never called him, as far as we have any record, until he was 75 years old, and his wife, which was his half-sister, being 65 years old at the time. And they had probably lived together since they were very young, and she was barren and had no children. And God called a complete separation to separate himself from the rest of the world, from all of his people, from all of his kindred. And there was a special thing for him to do. And look at how God set the standards and separated him out first and gave him the promise of he was going to have a son. And then he told him to take that son up and sacrifice him, as he was reading here out of Genesis. But then he says, but when God expects you to do a special thing, he demands a complete separation from any doubt. You've got to come to full obedience to obey what he says. God demands it. You can't do it no other way. And when he sets an example, that was his example of a complete separation from all of his family and all of his kindreds and so forth, to walk a life separated to God. And how we've been called, saints, I don't know about you, but we can look into this word and see that there is going to be a people that is truly going to be raptured and caught away. God is going to take a bride off of this earth. And each one of us should be coming more and more real in our hearts, burning that, Lord, I'm going to be one of them. And the only way we're going to get there is a full surrendered life of full obedience to this precious word, that he has the full preeminence, the full control, the oversight and the leading in our lives, that whatever he says, we're jumping, we're right there to do it. And every word has become so magnified to us that we don't want to step one place where God wouldn't want us to go. One step over something we shouldn't do, something that would take us and hinder us back into the scriptures. How we should be focusing down so much. But every time our pastor's mentioned over the last 10 services, how many times through bringing out what he's bringing, he has mentioned the word obedience and obey, do. And I just thought, as you go back and you search the scriptures and you search through the prophet's message, how evident it is that obedience to God's word, as he said in the token, and we'll read it in a moment. But oh my, how it should be coming so real to us, to forget what we've been told. Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about this. But make sure we're focusing down and looking for ourselves. Lord, what about this? Is it 100% of my life the way your word said for it to be? Or am I relying on maybe the way I was raised? Maybe the way someone else told me I could do it. Somebody else said it was okay to do it this way or to have it that way. That's what's got the churches into the mess they're in today. Somebody said it was okay, and they failed to consult the word. And oh my, how each one of us, may we go back and truly consult the word for ourselves to make sure that we're lining up 100% in what God's got for us. Amen. This is in the message, Jehovah Jireh. Just a little quote on page 8. He said, speaking of Abraham, he said, now a total separation from all unbelief. And remember, Abraham the patriarch was never absolutely fully blessed until he obeyed exactly what God said to do, and will never, never, never be blessed any and have the blessings until we obey what God said to do. And oh my, how that ought to put us such a challenge in our heart that, Lord, I want to walk with that testimony that Yannick had. We can walk in this day with the assurance Jesus had as he stood there. Who can condemn me of unbelief? What have I failed to do that the scripture said I would do? And how the word has come and pinpointing and drawing it down that close for each and every one of us.
to make sure, and none of us is left exempt. The word covers all of us. Every situation, whether I'm a husband, a father, a mother, a daughter, whatever I am in this life, the word, there's word for me, and it's laying out here to be fulfilled. But oh my, how we must obey in everything. Let me read this real quick here in the message. This our pastor read this Sunday, but I want to catch something. As he began to read this, he said, it's in the questions and answers on the seals. And this is about bottom of page 490. I don't have paragraphs. It says, that little cockerbird can stand up there just as happy and shouting as he can be, just as full of the same rain that the wheat is. And they can shout, speak with tongues, and impersonate everything they want to. And in that day, be called workers of iniquity. And as I told you a while ago, listen to what I say. Listen close. Look back down and examine yourself at the word and see where you're at. You women that's got short hair, let it grow. If you're wearing shorts, take them off. Act like a lady. If you're a man still smoking cigarettes, running to the pool hall, stop it. I don't care how much you profess. If you're still holding to the organization and saying, this is it, and this is it, you better stop and look back down and examine it with the word. We're getting plumb out. We ought to live above the short hair in all of this age now. We're back into something now that God's revealing the hidden mysteries that have been put on the book before the foundation of the world. And those who have obeyed in the small things will catch it in these other things. If you haven't, it'll go over the top of your head as far as the east is from the west. And our pastor read that, and he didn't stop on that. He was trying to get on down. But as I was praying this afternoon, this quote came right back to me. And I never even thought about him reading it till I reread it and I saw it. But I want you to think about that. If we can't obey in the small things, we're never going to catch the greater things God's got. And how that truly ought to catch into our hearts of what the Holy Spirit is pushing and trying to show us. I've got something for you, but you've got to get into the right condition. You've got to get lined up exactly where it is. And it truly means losing all of man's ideas and man's creeds and the human thinking and reasoning about it. I have a right to do this. I got a right to do that. It's okay in this situation. We must take God's word in its fullness and take it back and make sure it's applied into our life. And then I can stand there with an assurance and know that this Bible and the scriptures are lining up and showing exactly where I'm standing. But my way, that truly begin to focus in into our hearts. And you know, as I mentioned Sunday evening after service, and I said, you know, maybe if somebody saw somebody do something, maybe we should make sure we know exactly, don't bear false witness. But I want you to remember something. Someone may go to our pastor at some point, and maybe our pastor has to bring a message based on information that was gathered that way. But don't never forget that the Holy Spirit can lay upon our pastor's heart or upon any minister's heart. Amen. The things that we have need of, and nobody said anything about it. Amen. And to be careful that when the Holy Spirit brings it to our attention, we don't think, well, that's somebody else's idea. Somebody else thought that about me. When maybe the Holy Spirit was truly mindful of what we had need of. And we pushed it off that, oh, that was so-and-so that done this or that. But always remember that God's in control and he knows everything. And how we should truly reverence every word that comes forward. Don't never draw an opinion that, oh, so-and-so's told the pastor this, so-and-so's done this. But always remember that it could have been the Holy Spirit alone that revealed something to the pastor's heart. Maybe he didn't even think about it until he's up here ministering and the Holy Spirit lays upon their heart to speak something. And it comes forth, be slow to speak back and or to speak against it till you know for sure. Let God search your heart and make sure it's 100% right with the word. Amen. Amen. Just a good thought to keep in mind because God is on the move. Amen. And if any of us here, as he said, Ananias and Sapphira Kent will return in this last day, our prophet said, Lord, help us not to be in those shoes. Amen. Amen. But to ever be mindful in reverence of the Holy Spirit of God moving and what he's wanting to do in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. Here in the message, perseverance, this was preached March 13th, 1963. Drop down here, let's see. Amen. Page 21, paragraph 156. Now, did you notice? People, they want to get this and get healed and get the Holy Spirit the way they think they ought to have it. And I'll come down, brother, if you'll bring me and take me into a room where nobody will see me. And you lay your hands upon me and bless me and put the Holy Ghost in me, I'll accept it. Oh no. Naaman wanted to accept his healing like that one time. But Elijah told him to get out there in that old muddy Jordan and dip 7 times. And I can just see him get off his chariot. Oh, a great man. Hold his nose, and here he comes out in the water, tiptoeing like a cat in molasses, you know, coming out like this, you know, getting out like that, getting down in the water. And he said, oh, I hate to do this. Hot dog down, some people comes to the altar like that. It's a sickening affair for them. Yeah. Oh, I don't want you to do that. But he ducked 1 time, and he said, I still got leprosy. But the prophet said 7 times. Right, and until he obeyed the word completely, and until you obey it completely, he had a good man standing on the bank, and the prophet said 7 times, Father, see, just keep on dipping. And if you don't get it the first night, just dip again the next night, and just keep on till you get it. But obey, obedience. You had to do, Naaman had to do it exactly the way the prophet said for him to do it. And we're not going to get nothing from God in this day, in this age that we're living. Oh, gifts are fine. All of this speaking in tongues, dancing in the spirit, those are all wonderful. But it takes a life that's lived 100% back to that word, a testimony. Oh, that I have obeyed God. I am lined up with that word 100%. And then you watch God move on the scene. It's the age of the full word, not part of it. But all the word of God must be manifested and lived out through our lives. Amen. This is in the message, the token. September 1st, 1963. Very familiar. We've heard it many times. He says, paragraph 345 on page 45. Let me be a brother. Let me live the example of what Christ said a man should be. Let me be a brother to a brother and a brother to a sister. Let me be a minister to the ministers. Let me be an example of examples. And let me show to the world this word is Christ. And the only way I can do it is to come into him. Because I can't do it myself. You can't do it. But let the word and you become one, then it lives itself out, and you're walking epistle of Jesus Christ. When he's got complete control, control of you to make every word. If he comes this way, I want to do this. And you say, no, I don't believe that. See, you're not in the word yet. Full now, watch fully now, full obedience to the whole word of God entitles us to the token. And then when we pray, we must have that token to present with our prayer. And if you say, I pray, Lord, but really I haven't, well, you don't. You just might as well stop and go ahead and first get the token, see? Because the token is what he will recognize. And when we pray, then we must present the token. Lord, I have obeyed you fully, and I have repented of my sins, and I feel that you have forgiven me, and I have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is upon me, and now I have need of certain things for your glory, and Lord, I ask for it. It's mine now. And how that should be our... a portion of scripture, so to speak, that we should really take into our hearts. If I can't have the token, and only full obedience truly entitles me to that token, but I must present that with my prayer when I pray, how much sincere we ought to be and truly looking to make sure, Lord, am I obeying you fully, or have I agreed in my own mind or thought in my own heart that what I'm doing is okay and it's all right? You know, I use this for an example. A young man had a burden on his heart, and he went to Stillwater's camp, and he was really big into truck pulling, and he was wanting to get into it and get a truck, start pulling trucks and stuff. And so when he went to Stillwater's, he has a lot of respect for Brother Joseph, and to him that was a great thing, and he wanted to speak to him. And the situation happened just right and wound up happening where he got to speak to Brother Joseph. And he asked Brother Joseph about it. He said, well, what do you think about a young man? And you know, as he was telling us this, he said, you could feel the anointing and the presence of the Spirit there. And Brother Joseph told him, he said, that's the anointing of the Lord. And they sat there and they asked Brother Joseph this question. And Brother Joseph turns to him and he tells him, he said, that's no place for a young man in this message to be. And that young man took that to heart, and he was so proud. He come home, and he was telling everybody that. But you know what? He let somebody else tell him that that wasn't that important, and he went back to the truck pulls. He let somebody else steal out of his heart what God was trying to show him. And we can do the same thing because we want to do something so much one way. The word can come and may condemn us and totally put us in a place to where we feel we shouldn't be doing something. And God may give us an answer. And God truly gave me an answer, but because I really didn't like the answer, And it still makes me cringe. Somebody else comes along and says, oh, you don't need to go that far. It's really easy just to jump off and say, he's right, I'm going this direction. But we must follow the word and stay with the word of what God's got for us in this day. And how, as I said, the young man was very concerned about one item. But how we should be concerned about every item in our life. And we shouldn't always just ask a man. Brother Joseph, this young man had a right. Brother Joseph's a pastor. He had a right to ask him. He's an elder in the message and so forth. But how we should consult the Lord Jesus Christ in the word with, Lord, what about me? Lord, as I look into this precious word and I see these things and these promises you've left me, Lord, where am I lining up for this day? Because it's going to happen. But only those that are truly in full obedience are going to see it take place in their lives 100%. And that goes for me, you, each and every one of us here. It don't matter what our station is in this life or how good I think I am. But this word is telling a story. And if it doesn't reveal who I am and show fully that I am that person that's been sent here in this last day to be one of them that's been predestinated to be conformed to his image, and every word means more to me than life itself, and that this means more than having a job, more than having food on my table, more than the clothes on my back, but this becomes my one and foremost. It doesn't matter. Over family, maybe your loved ones cause you grief and they cause you pain. Things happen and take place, but this word is still the most foremost and the most important thing in our life. And I wouldn't compromise one word of this for one thing in life. But how each one of us was, we can weigh ourselves up and look. But just remember, those that have obeyed in little things will catch the bigger things as they come. But if we can't obey in the little things, we're never going to catch the bigger things as God brings them. But oh my, may we truly focus in. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. But may that truly be our heart's desire. Lord, let me obey fully. Let me make sure, Lord, search me. And Lord, if you see I'm short, bring it to my attention now. As I said Sunday evening, I'd rather get my judgment here. And Lord, show me where I'm wrong and give me the grace to overcome it than to wait on that day and hear those words, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. But oh my, God has given us a wonderful opportunity. It's a glorious time to be living, but yet it's a serious and sober time. And how our hearts ought to be burning within us. As the Holy Spirit comes, each and every service, God's got something he's going to do for us. He's wanting to move in our midst. But it's God, we have to be in the right condition, and he's not going to leave us and not give us an opportunity to get right in that Holy Spirit. Make sure when we come, we've placed everything under the blood. We've asked God to forgive us for anything we've done, but come into his presence humbly. Making sure that we're coming in right, that he could have his way in our hearts and in our lives. But oh my, obedience. May we truly focus and let our lives, may that word become greater and greater. May we truly make sure we're obeying every word God has left for us and obeying it to the fullness. For if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And my, there's a lot of commandments that we've got to keep. But you can't keep them in yourself. It takes God doing it out through us. And if we truly realize we don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, maybe we realize that I'm lacking and been led along life's path thinking that I had everything, that I was this and I was that. But if God's word can convict me and show me that I don't have what I thought I did, give me the grace as Naaman to go back and dip the seventh time to make sure I get what God's got for me. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. A short word of exhortation, but I pray that it'll burn within our hearts, and may we truly be prepared for whatever God would have for us. Amen. You know, God's not going to move until he gets it right. And we may come back Sunday and the Lord lays something else on our pastor's heart that may seem like it's chipping away, moving away this hard spot, that hard spot. Amen. But it's necessary. God knows what he's doing. Amen. And we can do the same thing. Don't ever put your eyes on the man and think, oh, our pastor's, he's picking on me. He's picking on so-and-so. No, God is here in spirit form to watch over his word. And as long as it's coming off of those pages, we better take heed and hew to it. And make sure that we're lining up 100%. Because what a testimony when you know. When you could lay down on your pillow at night and close your eyes, or wherever you're at in the stillness, and know God is right there with you. You're found favor with him, as our brother brought a few services ago. But oh my, to know that it's right there. And everything is the way that he wants it to be. How sweet it is. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone got a chorus on your heart you'd like to sing? Amen. Anyone at all? Glory to his name. I love him. Appreciate him. Yes. He's been so good to us. Amen.
Let's just sing that little chorus. Make me more like thee. Amen.
Oh, make me more like thee.
Precious Lord, we are so grateful for another opportunity that you've given us. And Lord, as we've read these precious words and you spoke to our hearts, Lord, truly help us, Lord, to become a people that, Lord, every word means more and more every day. Lord, we see so many people that are sliding and letting things go, and they've slid back away from the truth that you've given. And Lord, in ourselves as human beings, we'd be in the same boat. But Lord, if you... with you inside us, Lord, it's not what I can do, but it's what you will do through us. And Lord, each one of us are leaning upon you and asking for grace, Lord, and revelation of your precious word, Lord, that each day we would climb a higher step, another rung on the ladder, Lord, to be more just like you. For Lord, the day is soon coming, we're going to leave this precious, leave this old earth and move into that precious home that you've prepared. And Lord, we want to be ready. We want to be waiting. And Lord, if we have that testimony as Enoch had, why wouldn't we be loving your appearing, longing for it, Lord? Knowing there's nothing between, as our brother mentioned Sunday, between our soul and the Savior. But Lord, we're just waiting, waiting for you to come. The bags are packed, we're sitting, just waiting, Lord, and we can hear you coming. Oh, what a joy would be in our hearts greater, Lord. How much more this world would lose its value and things around us would dim. But Lord, let us focus in on what you have for us. We weren't sent here to be America's citizens, Lord, but we were sent here to be Christians like you. And Lord, as the word comes, let us truly take it into our hearts and let us obey you, Lord, and not have a thought about it, not try to reason it out, but Lord, just take it and say, let it be to me according to thy will, O Lord. And Lord, you'll do the work that's needed in our lives, and Lord, we'll come forth shining without spot or blemish in the mercy and grace of you and your righteousness shining forth brightly. And Lord, it'll be your glory and your honor that is exposed. And Lord, it'll be you that they'll know that Jesus Christ lives today. Oh, Lord, it's only you that can do these things. But Lord, prepare our hearts, Lord, to be what you would truly have us be. Bless those that couldn't be here this evening, Lord. Strengthen them and encourage them. And Lord, just let us make sure, Lord. Maybe sometimes we can't come. But Lord, if maybe something Satan's trying to beat me down and keep me home, maybe with a headache, Lord, or family, this and that, but Lord, let me remember that if I can obey your word, Lord, one time, maybe is all it would take, and forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Maybe I really don't feel like coming. Maybe I really don't feel like pushing myself to be there. But Lord, if I'll take you at your word and say, Lord, I'm going because I'm obeying what you told me to do, how you can move on the scene, Lord, if we would just take you and try you, Lord, at what you would have. But Lord, you know each and every situation. You know our lives. You know our heart's desire. And Lord, as you search through each one of us, Lord, show us what we have need of greater, Lord, that we would be able to climb and be that people. We'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor that's due you. And we ask it all in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask these things. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus one day at a time as we ready to leave. Amen.
One day at a time. give me